Ron Rogge from the University of Rochester is heading up the newlywed study, and Dr. Gail Saltz is a psychiatrist here in New York and a Today contributor. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Adam.
Ron, 40% of these marriages, the divorces are happening in the first 5 years of marriage. Why are those first 5 years so turbulent?
Well, merging your lives together is a really complicated and difficult thing. Suddenly, your business partners, your roommates, for most couples, you also become parents together. And the joy and the fun that you have with each other can get lost in that tank.
And maybe you had unrealistic expectations going into it. You didn't stop and talk about the things you should have talked about when you were still dating.
True. That we actually find that, you know, a lot of couples argue about sex, money, finances, chores. But it turns out it doesn't matter as much what you're arguing about. It's how you handle those
problems. And this is where you come in, because you say that really one of the ways to avoid this is to remember what you learned in kindergarten. Explain that.
Well, it really comes down to being nice to each other. You know, when problems come up, when you have a problem, your partner has a problem, or there's a problem between the two of you, trying to handle it with kindness will get you a really long way.
Gail, is it that easy? Is it all about being nice to each other, sharing your toys, and getting naps when you need them?
Well, you know, and it's an extension of that. The tape piece talked about communication, and that is so key, because you're never going to be each other's clones. So you're always going to have to negotiate, you're always going to have to compromise, and you can't do that unless you talk to the person about what's going on. The other thing is that the feeling of being understood, nothing makes you feel intimate like feeling like your partner really understands you.
So clearly in a lot of these marriages, especially the ones that are ending in divorce, that line of communication is closing down somehow. So how do you keep it open? Because stuff happens, as the expression goes.
That's correct, but it takes time. You see, you brought up unrealistic expectations, and that's true. There's an expectation that it should be bliss. You shouldn't have to say much. This person's in my corner already, so I can just go out and do my things in the world and kind of ignore and come home, and they'll just be there. But that's not true. It does take time. It does take effort to communicate. It takes a concerted effort, and you have to be vulnerable, which lots of people don't want to do.
On Wall Street, they look at the stock market, and they say it's a good indicator. What happens in the first couple of weeks in January generally tells you how the market's going to do all year long. So are you saying that these first couple of years of marriage are going to tell you what your chance of survival is?
It's amazing. We can see the seeds of divorce in the first month of marriage when couples are saying, we're blissfully happy, we'll never get divorced. And yet, if they're not handling these things well, if they're not keeping the fun in their relationship and really nurturing their relationship, we can see that it's probably going to head down a wrong path.
Gail, let's get to some of your tips. Give more than take.
You know, it's interesting. My parents told me this all along as I was growing up. If you give each other 80%, you'll both be getting plenty, right? I think about that in my own marriage, and I think about that in people I counsel all the time. Give a lot. People are always so concerned about staking out their territory. That doesn't work. Give a lot.
Next, know how to fight.
So important, because you can have little skirmishes, and you will, and those are okay, but if you let them fester, you get the big brouhaha, and that's what breaks up the marriage.
And show lots of affection. That one couple said, we still hold hands a little bit. Do more than that. Get in there and be affectionate, right?
Right. We ask couples, you know, how much affection would you like? What would you like to change in your relationship? And it's amazing how often both the husband and the wife will say, I'd like to have more affection.
But it means being vulnerable. You have to, in order to show each other affection. And by the way, the bedroom is a big barometer of what's going on. There are lots of sexual fights that can end a marriage. Sex is important.
And you're going to follow these 1,600 people, these 800 couples over the course of 4 years. I would imagine just the evaluation, the process, may help a lot of these couples, because they're going to talk about it.
Well, you know, they really like... In general, when we ask couples, they like to participate.
Oh, good. A lot of them are. Ron, thank you so much. Gail, thank you very much.